This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that India is not neutral but firmly committed to peace. In a podcast interview with AI researcher and US-based podcaster Lex Fridman, Mr. Modi emphasized that the world listens whenever India speaks of peace because it is the land of Gautam Buddha and Mahatma Gandhi. He said Indians espouse harmony and stand for peace.
सांस्कृतिक रूप से ऐतिहासिक रूप से हमारा बैकग्राउंड इतना मजबूत है कि जब भी हम शांति के लिए बात करते हैं तो विश्व हमें सुनता है क्योंकि ये बौद्ध की भूमि है, ये महात्मा गांधी की भूमि है तो विश्व हमें सुनता है और हम संघर्ष के पक्ष के है ही नहीं। न हम प्रकृति से संघर्ष चाहते हैं, न हम राष्ट्रों के बीच में संघर्ष चाहते हैं। हम समन्वय चाहने वाले लोग हैं और उसमें अगर कोई भूमिका हम अदा कर सकते हैं तो हमने निरंतर अदा करने का प्रयत्न किया है।
Replying to a question on Pakistan, Prime Minister Modi termed Pakistan a global epicenter of turmoil. He said Pakistan chose not to foster a harmonious coexistence after partition and chose to wage a proxy war against India. He stressed that India has continuously urged Pakistan to abandon the path of state-sponsored terrorism. Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that wisdom prevail upon Pakistan and it will choose the path of peace, noting that even its people desire stability.
दुनिया में कहीं पर भी टेररिस्ट की घटना घटती है तो कहीं न कहीं सूत्र पाकिस्तान जाकर के अटकते हैं तो दुनिया पहचान गई है कि ये प्रकार से आतंकवादी मानसिकता और वो सिर्फ भारत ही नहीं दुनिया भर के लिए परेशानी का केंद्र बन चुका है और हम लगातार उनको कहते रहे इस रास्ते से किसका भला होगा। ये स्टेट स्पॉन्सर्ड टेररिज्म जो है वो बंद होना चाहिए, नॉन स्टेट एक्टरों के हाथ में सब छोड़ दिया है, क्या होगा फायदा।
Speaking on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, Mr. Modi stressed that resolution to the conflict will come only when both nations come to the negotiating table. On India-China relations, Mr. Modi opined that strong relations between the two countries should continue in the future. He said the focus is to ensure that differences do not turn to disputes. He stressed that a stable and cooperative relationship can only be built if the focus is on dialogue and not discord.
हमारी कोशिश है कि हमारे जो differences हैं, dispute में ना बदले। उस दिशा में हमारा प्रयास रहता है। उसी प्रकार से हम डिस्कॉर्ड नहीं, डायलॉग इसी पर बल देते हैं। 2020 में जो सीमा पर जो घटनाएं घटी उसके कारण हमारे बीच स्थितियां काफी दूरी की बन गई, लेकिन अभी राष्ट्रपति श्री के साथ मेरा मिलना हुआ, उसके बाद सीमा पर जो चीजें थी उसमें नॉर्मल से आ चुकी हैं।
On U.S. President Donald Trump calling him a tough negotiator, Mr. Modi said that he stands firm with India's interests on top on all platforms without intending any harm to others. Prime Minister Modi said that he came to politics only to serve the people and he never bothered about power. In the podcast, Mr. Modi elaborated that trust is the cornerstone of his governance model. He said his governance is rooted in the people and not the polls. On artificial intelligence, Mr. Modi emphasized that no matter how much the world advances in AI, it remains incomplete without India. He highlighted that AI is fundamentally about collaboration and India is making a significant contribution in this its development. He added that India is not only contributing to AI innovation but also creating AI tools tailored to specific use cases. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that exams should not be seen as the ultimate test of a student's potential. Mr. Modi pointed out that through Pariksha Pe Charcha, he has had the privilege of directly interacting with students, listening to their concerns and understanding their perspective on education. He advised the students not to undermine their learning abilities. The Prime Minister also highlighted Mahatma Gandhi's ability to transform India's freedom struggle into a Jan Andolan by recognizing the power of Jan Shakti. And that's the end of this news bulletin.